Ladies, if you ever locked yourself in the bathroom and cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back out as if nothing happened, stories is what we're taking. We're getting a lot of emotional calls in. Started off with our very own Sienna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it could range from anything of just having a bad day of spilling your coffee on yourself to what I, you know, shared earlier, my grandpa passing away, and I still went to work and put a smile on my face.
And that was, you started out heavy. You said you had a lighter story.
I did have a lighter story, and it does involve JD. It was about 2 years ago when we went to Boston for my birthday trip. I just have a curse around my birthday trips. I think I've accepted that. But he was supposed to DJ his Fangirl Fantasy event, and it was tailored for me. And it got canceled. And that was like the main reason we were going out there. And obviously he can't control the weather, but I still blame him. And so being that that was going to be my birthday like celebration, I went in the bathroom. I told my husband, I was like, let me cry real quick. And then I'm going to walk out and we're just going to find something to do. And it still worked out. But I did have that moment.
That has nothing to do with me. Yeah, I used to DJ these events where they're basically like Taylor Swift nights, One Direction nights. And we were doing one at the Red Sox Stadium, Fenway Park, and it was after the game. And that's the only reason why I traveled too. Sienna forgets. Like, I literally went there to work, and then somehow it's my fault that it was raining.
It is. Yeah.
It's not. It really isn't. So I'm sorry you had to cry. I had to cry too. That's my moment. Same as well, Joey. I had to go in the bathroom, cry, and then I just came out like nothing ever happened.
It must be so hard for you.
You have no idea. I'm just a girl.
602-805-0101. Morning Mess, who's this, from what city?
Oh my God.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Taylor. I'm calling from Gilbert, Arizona.
How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 17.
17, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for, you know, the story for if you've gone into a bathroom, cried, and then come back out like nothing happened.
Oh my God, at the ripe old age of 17. Okay, let's get into it. What happened?
So, as a little girl, I was always picked on. I've been eating in a bathroom since junior year of high school.
Mm.
And I've always, you know, been in the bathroom. I've cried while eating alone. But I've always come out, you know, put a, not full face, but like a neutral face of makeup on, and then came out like nothing happened.
Oh my God. And you're 17. Are you still in high school?
I'm still in high school. I'm in my senior year.
And are we thriving?
But I found a good group of girls.
Oh, good.
Amazing.
Veterinary school, so I'm thriving.
I love it.
Okay, I'm glad there's a victory story at the end. I feel so bad for you. I'm sorry you had to deal with that at a young age.
It's okay.
Do you want to shout them out? Who are these amazing women in your life now?
These are my girls at Evit. Her name is Emma Wesley, and she's super funny and sweet, and we hang out all the time during clinicals.
So good.
You just have to find that one person.
You really do. Because friends are soulmates too. I believe you can find your soulmate in a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not just lovers. It's always friends and soulmates as well.
And to those girls that bullied you, that were mean, JD, we wish what?
I hope that they're eating molded bread today.
I hope they try out for cheer and there's five girls running for it and they come in six.
Yeah.
Was it bad? I was going to say, I hope they don't get accepted into the college they really want to go to.
There it is. All right, no, Sienna wins. I hope they don't get into the college that they're trying to get into. Yeah.
Sorry. Mean girls just, they don't do it for me.
Don't apologize. I mean, unless you just didn't want to share your food, which is, that was, you know,
yeah,
that
I mean,
was good.
It's not always girls. It's some boys too. They're just mean.
Yeah. I know.
They're the meanest.
I know, Joey.
Hey, I was picked on. I relate with you.
I get picked on now, so I go, that's where I have my breakfast, you and I.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, love.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got on the radio, though. Thank you for answering my call. And oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to tell my mom.
Oh, that's you can call anytime. You got three new friends here, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hon.
Bye.
Bye. Be good. If not, don't get caught. Okay, bye. Oh, I wanted to hug her.
I know, me too.
Sending an air hug.
Yeah. Send me an address so I can bully those bullies.
Right there. Right. Sock him in the eye.
Hey, come here, Kyle.
Apple sandwich.
Here, Chad, come here. For you too. Leave her alone. It's my new friend.